You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're about to have a chat with Dan from Darts. They've come all the way up from Pōneke. If you've got small people in the car or people with sensitive ears, just a heads up, there's quite a bit of swearing in this song, but it's a bloody good one. That was One Out's Captain Cook by Darts, and we've got Dan from Darts in the studio. Morena, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you up here. You just did the 9-hour drive up from Wellies. Yep. How was that?
It was interesting. Like we hit traffic as soon as we left the city four, because we thought we left in the afternoon, we'd be cruising the whole way.
Yeah.
But instantly just hit traffic the whole time, and we got this is gonna sound. The people in the back seat and the passenger seat, we just got like a box of beers and just some food and just
had a good time.
Yeah, it was real misty coming through through like from Hamilton to here. It was quite nice at 2 o'clock in the morning, so yeah, it was quite good.
That is a long drive doing the Hamilton stretch at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm feel sorry for your driver, but it sounds like the rest of you had a very fun
day. Oh, he loves it. We've done it so many times at this point that it's just become like a nice bonding session between of us.
What's the ultimate soundtrack for the big drive? What was on the high rotates in the car?
So we have playlists.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have Crispy smoking playlist. So every time Crispy's smoking, who was driving, we have certain songs for him. We have like a cringe playlist that we see how far we can get through it before we're just like, nah, this is
too
enough.
Cringe for today. Yeah, had enough.
We have
yeah.
like Desert Road playlist, which is just like spacey kind of jam rock stuff. And like
when you're going past the Monga and you're like, yeah, we're vibing now. Yeah.
So yeah, we have something for every occasion because we've done it so many times that we've accidentally playlisted things. So,
excellent. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm seeing that tree I recognize. Time to play this song here. Yeah. It is a very cool week for Darts. You've just put out a new EP, which is awesome. And you have got a gig tonight, which is good stuff.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to? I saw you at Newtown Fest in Pōneke a couple of weekends ago. You had such a full-on set.
Yeah, so that was the last thing we did. And I legitimately still reeling from it. It was incredible.
set the scene for people who don't know what the vibe at the Creep stage was, because you're right on ground level.
Yeah, so we're on a footpath outside of a laundromat. and there were barriers at some point in the night, but when it got to dark and there was about hundreds of people, someone was like, this is a great idea to take away the barriers and just leave it up to these poor two security guards to just try and
keep everybody back.
Yeah. And yeah, we had fallbacks and everything, but after like the first song, the fallbacks had like fallen into the gutter.
Oh god.
It was nuts. Like I stood up at one point on like an elevated section of the laundromat and just looked out, and it was just a sea of people, and it was like for the ego is fantastic.
But, yeah, totally.
But
yeah.
When you're at ground level and you're seeing like this like wave of people like coming towards you, like this is one person could make this whole thing collapse.
You're like, this is maybe my last memory. Maybe this is it for me. Yeah. It was a pretty amazing set. And I was actually really like sort of stoked because the whole vibe at Newtown Fest was just so wholesome. Despite the kind of chaotic moments of it, it was still like a generally wholesome underbelly, which I think is maybe a bit of a Darts vibe as well. You guys have got your you know, outer punk shell and a big old gooey inside.
That's exactly what
What's the co-pupper of the band? What's the vibe for darts?
That's the thing. I think just having like the same rowdy darts like energy that you expect and I think young people love, but with like just sneaking in a little like wholesome message every now and then, or a little like history lesson, or
yeah.
A, you know, go get your drugs tested or
do, know, all that stuff. Yeah. Be safe, be smart.
Yeah.
The One Ounce Captain Cook track kind of came out in a bit of a frenzy last year. Can you tell us a bit about how that song was created?
Well, to talk about the Auckland drive again, we have like a tradition to stop into Martin if we have time on the way back from Auckland to Wellington to grab the famous chicken and chips from the Centennial Dairy.
Excellent.
And they have the world's like, they have a Captain Cook statue there, and it is horrendous. One, like design wise, it's bad. Like it's ugly. It looks like a kid drew a Captain Cook statue and someone's like, well, let's make that to scale. And do
here we
it.
Go. Yeah. Perfect as it is.
Yeah, so me and Rollies would always just kind of mess with it every time we drove past anyway. Like, we covered it with dart stickers at one point. We did other things. And then, like, the whole the Black Lives Matter movement came and, like, the, like, tearing down statues. And we're like, oh, yeah, this is actually a good point.
We could do with some of that here. Yeah.
We already had a song called One Ounce that was, like, wasn't quite there yet. Like, was missing something. And then we're like, this is like 1 ounce Captain Cook. And then within a day, we had it. We'd have these things called one and done sessions,
yep,
in which we write and record the song and it's all done in one day.
Excellent.
So we did that, and the following day we drove from Wellington up to Martin and filmed the video.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. If people haven't seen the video, they got to go and check it out because it's cathartic.
Yeah.
You know, it really hits a spot, I think, that you didn't know necessarily you needed to exercise of a morning, but yeah, it's a very, very good one.
And the following day, or 2 days later, the statue was put in a box after the video was released.
Oh, true.
That's great. Yeah.
That's great. The influence.
Yeah.
You have put out a new EP. Tell us a little bit about this one. What's going on with these three tracks?
So we went to Christchurch as a like redemption tour after the whole COVID-19 thing. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, yeah. Unfamiliar.
Yeah. And our friend of ours had built like a little home studio in an old gang pad. And so we were like, let's go test it out. And we had like these three songs, which were like throwaway songs, or we at least thought they were throwaway songs.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll record those and just see what happens. If they turn out good, they turn out good, and we'll just release them. And they turned out great. So we released them. And I think we've announced this yet, but today we release them on a tape.
Sick.
So the first side will have the three songs that have just been released on Spotify, and the second side will have 1 ounce Captain Cook, Smoke the Cigarette, and Bath Salts as the other side.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be great. Who's made that tape for you?
Stebbings has come out with it, so yeah.
Sure, Stebbings.
Yeah.
It is one thing that I always really like about your music is that it feels very relatable. You listen to the track and you're like, yeah, my flat has also got awful black mold in it.
Yeah,
I needed to hear a punk song about that. What kind of, like, I guess, compels you guys to write? Do you just go, I'm really pissed off about this thing today, and get in the room and make it happen?
It's either that, or like we'll just come up with a funny like core idea for the chorus and then I'll write around that. But a lot of it is just like 40 Rediford Street was a flat that we lived in, and it was just like every stereotype. Like, it was unbelievably bad. Like, I was like, this could not be legal.
Yeah.
Don't think it was.
No.
And so, yeah, the inspiration comes instantly, and then once you get started on something, you just can't stop.
Yeah.
Kind of been thinking of everything that's happened around that certain topic.
Yeah. Dan, you've got another hat that you put on often, which is your like illustrator kind of satirical comic hat. Mm. Tell us a little bit about how you got into drawing. When did you sort of start doing that? Has it always been something you've been into?
Yeah, I've just been drawing since I was a kid. You know, classic, just loved cartoons, loved comics and stuff, and then just wanted to make my own comics and made comics at school and shared them around and stuff. I thought I was edgy at school. And then, yeah, when I started music and because I studied here at Auckland University, and I did stuff for Crack'em and things, and just got more and more into it and got better at it. And then it kind of accidentally took off last year, and it's been great ever since.
Yeah, so you did a lot of like proper political satire last year, which you've kind of carried on with. Mm. Do you get people come to you and be like, hey, do you want to do a drawing about this? Or do you just go, I need to make this today?
It's usually that I find something that kind of ticks me off, and then something, I'll find a funnier way to look at it. Usually it will be like, because I'm just exposed to everything, like doom scrolling. Like, I'll see something, ugh, this will be
perfect. Awful, but perfect fodder. Yeah. Hey, so if people want to come and check out darts tonight, what's the when, where, hows, and whys?
Wemmy Back Room tonight. Tickets still available, I think, to like 5. We're nearly sold out, so it'd be a smart move to grab a ticket.
Sick one. And I think Under the Radar is the place to go.
Certainly
for those.
Is. Yep.
There's also a handy little link to your Bandcamp page on there as well.
Yeah.
So you can go and buy the the three singles, which will be out on a tape, which is looking really awesome too.
We've got the famous Rolly shirt as well. We've got stickers. We're doing a whole lot of merch dropping.
Excellent stuff. Dan, it's great to chat to you. Thanks for coming in today. We're going to listen to You Can't Beat Wellington on a Good Day, which is from your new EP. Again, bit of swearing in this one. If you've got small people or sensitive ears in the car, just so you know. But thanks for coming in, Dan.
It's not a problem.
Been a pleasure.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.